Welcome to The Good Stuff, where we're going to try to brighten your day just a little bit here with some good things for you to think about for the remainder of your day. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit us here in Valentine and Cherry County. Check out 50 things to do at visitvalentine.com. Maybe it's one of those in the Quiet Trails International on the Niobrara River. Or maybe check out Smith Falls, Nebraska's tallest waterfall. Yep, we got that right here in Cherry County. Go to visitvalentine.org.
Tri-State Livestock News. You know, that is what ranchers read. And do you know why readers prefer Tri-State Livestock News? Because it is packed with everything that you need if you want to stay informed and make strong decisions in the markets, in advancing, in any area of agriculture. Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com. Get your copy coming now.
What do you have for us today?
I have a poem. It doesn't have a title. It was written by Virgil Vaughn, I believe. It's handwritten.
Oh, okay.
And it's the date on it is 11/13/01.
Back in '01, I remember that.
Oh, there you go. And like I said, I don't know for sure if that's his last name because it's handwritten, and I'm not quite sure. Now, all this fuss that's going around about coffee makers and coffee grounds, I'm here to say it just don't matter none. I boil my Joe in a campfire pot. It's big and black and holds a lot, and when the lid blows off, you know that it's done. My big old burned up campfire beauty does its turn at double duty. Cause when the job is boiling, it drop me in some eggs. When the mud is briefed, the eggs are done. Oh yeah, sure, they're a little brown. Those dark canyon flavored cackleberries just a nestled in the dregs. Now this might come as a little shock, but I dump my grounds right in a sock. Then I knot her up and drop her in a pot. When I go out to start my toiling, I set that big old pot a-boiling, and I know it's brewed when my sock floats to the top. I've tried them all, those coffee makers, and I'm gonna bet if I got some takers, my style is better than any old machine. This simple method is quick and easy, though it might make some a tad bit queasy. But I can assure you, the sock I used was clean. It doesn't have a title. Looks like it's by Virgil Vaughn.
Did you know that TV dinners were created in Nebraska? In the 1950s, Swanson created a meal that was easy to prepare and came in single portions. Other companies had already developed several different frozen dinner variations, but Omaha-based Swanson developed the idea nationally. The term TV dinner most likely came from families eating meals in front of the TV at dinner time. Swanson executive Jerry Thomas claims that when the company found itself with a massive surplus of frozen turkeys in 1953, he conceived the idea. The dinners contained turkey and an assortment of vegetables and maybe some cornbread. The dinners came in aluminum packaging to be heated in the oven.
That is amazing. I didn't know they came from Nebraska.
They did.
That is wild. Let's have some fun with some of these political notations. Mike, what do you think of that?
Okay.
Why pay money to have your family tree traced? Go into politics and your opponents will do it for you. Author unknown on that one.
John Quinton said politicians are people who, when they see light at the end of the tunnel, go out and buy some more tunnel.
Politics is the gentler art of getting votes from the poor and campaign funds from the rich by promising to protect each from the other. Oscar Ameringer.
Okay. The Democrats are the party that says government will make you smarter, taller, richer, and remove the crabgrass on your lawn. The Republicans are the party that says government doesn't work and that they get elected to prove it. That's from P.J. O'Rourke.
I offer my opponents a bargain. If they will stop telling lies about us, I will stop telling the truth about them. I like that one.
Adlai Stevenson said that, huh?
Yep. Okay. Yep. In 1952, just for point of reference.
A politician is a fellow who will lay down your life for his country. That's Texas Genin.
And I have come to the conclusion that politics is too serious a matter to be left to the politicians. Charles de Gaulle.
And if you have something to share on the good stuff, please write it down, type it up, whatever you can do, and send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And by all means, keep listening to this radio station for more of the good stuff.